It's good to be here once again. It's good to be back at Westside. I'll say this, it's good to be around people you're familiar with, ain't it? More so, I'm glad to be around with people that know is familiar with the same thing that got me born again. It's the same salvation overall, ain't it? And I appreciate the Lord this evening, Joel. I appreciate the good feeling. I'd give my house and land for them boys just to keep singing like that. I was just starting to feel all right. Just any day now, he's a coming. Coming for me, Deacon. Amen. And I'm glad of that, ain't you? I'm glad we got a hope far beyond this life. Beyond this veil of sorrow, thank God we've got a hope, Jonathan. Amen. It's good to know that, ain't it? It's good to... We live in the best country on the face of the earth. I believe that. Men and women have went and died and fought for this country that we get to have church in tonight, Joel. And we take for granted a lot of the time of where we're at right now. We're down at the house of God and we're free to worship. Amen. And the Bible says that he sees a spirit and he seeketh such, Jonathan, to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So we've already got all the ingredients to get somebody born again. Amen. Oh, and how wonderful that it would be to see somebody raise up off an old-fashioned altar one more time. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, today, that's the job of the church, ain't it? That's the job of the church. You pray for us for just a little while. Y'all know me. You know I ain't nothing much to look at. And I ain't a very smart individual. But I tell you what, I'm one saved individual. Amen. Thank God I know that. Amen. Yeah, ain't nothing you can change my mind about that, Michaela. Thank God I'm saved to the uttermost. And I know that I am, Brother Redmond. Amen. I'll say this, and I've got some scripture I'm going to try to read. Maybe if the Lord directs that way, but on Good Friday night, I know you've probably heard it before, but you're going to hear it again. On Good Friday night of 2006, in a queen-sized bed in the master bedroom of a double-wide Clayton home trailer is where the Lord found me. Amen. Broken-hearted, lost and undone, scared to death, brother. I was absolutely broken-hearted. Amen. I'm telling you, I had a fear about me, had a broken heart and a contrite spirit, Joel. Amen. It takes that old drawing power. It takes that old gospel here that song they were singing about this blessed old book. It takes that blessed old book to prick that heart and it will find a lodging place and it won't return unto him void. Amen. I believe this today. You pray for us for just a minute there, Chief. If you would. Amen. I'd like to reach the portals of heaven one more time. Brother, today. And amen. I feel good. I feel alright. But thank God I feel saved. Amen. Amen. I ain't never doubted. I used to be a doubter, Joel, until I got born again that night. And I ain't never been the same since. Amen. There ain't no room for it. Amen. When he came in, thank God the devil had to go somewhere. Amen. That's right. Now, boy, I feel awful good, brother. I want you to know this. I don't know now. Amen. I ain't going to read. But I want you to know this. I want you to remember who the author of confusion was. Amen. The author of confusion was the adversary. Was the devil. Oh, slewfoot. But I want you to know this today. Thank God, amen. He is the author and the finisher of my faith. Amen. What is faith? Thank God, it's evidence of things. Amen. Unseen. Amen. Things hoped for. Amen. The things unseen. Well, I tell you today, I've got more. Amen. That I get to faith to get born again. But it takes His presence to prove it to me. Every day, amen, and I tell you, brother, amen, when I get on my knees and I begin to remember, amen, when that wheel inside of a wheel begins, brother, another to turn. And amen, what the writer said, to have your pure mind stirred up in the ways of remembrance. Brother, and I want you to know, amen, that that night comes rushing back, and I don't have to worry for my soul anymore. Amen, Daddy was the preacher, a big deal. Papa was the preacher, a big deal. But I was a lost little boy, amen, without the Lord. Amen, that was the biggest deal of them all. Amen, but I'll tell you what'll blow your mind. Amen, when I was lost and unlovable. Amen, and so deep. I'd never done much wrong. Amen, I was a little boy. But all that I knew, amen, that I was lost. Amen, it was on my way. To a devil, I feel like a preacher tonight. That I was lost and undone. Amen, on my way to a devil's hell. Amen, and that's all that it took. That old gospel began to deal with my heart. Amen, and it broke me. Amen, I went low. Amen, but here he came and he reached way below the bottom and picked me up and set my feet. I'm on a solid rock. Amen, and established my going. I've never doubted since that night. Amen, the security of in the arms of the Lord tonight. Amen. Lord, let me settle down. Amen, I feel alright. Amen, you know what I was going to read? That fear is the beginning of wisdom. That's what I've got my mind on. Amen, for just a little while. We live, like I said, in the greatest nation on the face of the planet. I believe that. Amen. Can I just mind the Lord? I believe I can. Amen. Well, we've lived down to the day. Amen. Where we turned a blind eye to this. Amen. To that. Amen. And I'll tell you this. We forgot about the fear today. Amen. Apparently. Anymore. It's just a feel-good way. Amen. Come and sign your card. Amen. Come and join the church. Come and be baptized. I'm into it. Brother, it's a near-out way. Amen. That's right. I want you to know that fear, amen, will change the way you feel about things. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about a broken heart, a concern about the welfare of your soul today. Amen. Amen. I'm going somewhere. Still, you ain't figured it out yet. Amen. Let me tell you this. Amen. I'm just going to preach now. Amen. Amen. When you get, amen, when you finally get born again, amen, it'll change your life. I was going to preach an Independence Day message. Amen, that's what I planned on. Amen, that's exactly what I'm preaching on. Amen. Amen. Back yonder, there was a bunch of old men, a bunch of white-headed, some old colonial men got together, and they was tired of having taxation without representation. And then a long time ago, they met up in a room one day. Amen. They got a pen out. Amen. I ain't never seen this before. They got a pen out. They said, they wrote down the letter. Amen. And I believe they meant what they said, because they started writing some names. Amen. But there was one man by the name of John Hancock. Amen. That wrote his name bigger than everybody else. I'm telling you, there was one name whereby that man can be saved. He's the only one. Amen. And he wrote this letter. He said, Lord, I come. Amen. It circled around it. He said, Lord, I come. I'm in the volume above a book. Take it there and learn of me. Amen. I want you to know. And Jesus, I took his name. Amen. And signed it. Amen. Bigger than all the rest. Amen. There ain't a thing that Jonathan Hull can do for you. There ain't a thing, amen, that Joe Hay can do for you. It's the altogether lovely Son of God. It's the only way. Amen. Amen. You know what? Amen. When he wrote his name, amen, they wrote it to the King of England. Amen. They didn't write to Parliament. They wrote it to the main source. They sent it to the head of the snake. Amen. Amen. That's what they done. And amen. To John Hancock. What he was saying. He was saying, King, if you've got a problem in it, I'm the very dude you want to talk to. Amen. Jesus looked the devil right in the face and said, Satan, if you've got a problem in it, I'm the very one you have to talk to. I'm in his hand and he can't get me out of it. I'm sealed to the day of redemption. Amen. Amen. That's right. But it all, can I take this off for just a minute? I'll lay it right here. Amen. That's all right. Amen. My old brother. Amen. Well, let's go back. Amen. Look to my verse that's going to read. The fear is the beginning of wisdom. Well, it went on down. Down through the chapter, there's God. Amen. He said, a wise man will take knowledge and he will become wiser. But a man will take knowledge and become just another man. But he will have obtained more knowledge. Amen. And if a man will not, I'm paraphrasing, but if a man will not take the knowledge of he alone, amen, then he alone, amen, would suffer the consequences of not having the knowledge that will supply the human security. Amen. Brethren, I want you to know, I hope this is all right. By the way, I'm going to tell you this. Amen. I'm going to preach like it's my last time. Every time I get up behind the pulpit. Amen. If you'll make me a deal, that if every time one of these men gets up behind the pulpit, if they'll preach like it's my last time, how about you worship like it's your last time worship? Sheep. Amen. I've got an old truck.
Amen. And I like them old trucks. I just like messing with them. Amen. I got an old truck that I didn't give much for. And I just wanted to play with it. Yeah. And that's all I bought it for. But so I called Chief up. And I said, Chief, I want you to turn the fuel up. I'm on this old truck. Because I like the way. Hey, I just like it. Amen. You hear me? Amen. Did you know that if there's somebody out there that don't know what they're doing? Amen. Let the church going to require of us a little bit of help. Amen. Amen. Because, amen. Let me say a scripture. We not on thine own understanding, but in all ways acknowledge him. Amen. I couldn't save myself. I didn't know anything was wrong. But then the good man of God, that had power on him, that had condemnation all over his flesh, that had concern, amen, got behind the roster, and began to preach the word of God, and began to ring the bells of heaven, and it got my attention. Amen. Margaret Cooper got to shouting the whole town that daddy was a preacher about hell. I said, what's wrong with that woman? She had knowledge of a better plan. She already went through fear and obtained the knowledge.
Yes,
and the knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Come on, light of the glory of God.
Yes.
Shine to the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I'll preach all over myself. Amen, boy. Amen. Amen. What's wrong with you? The preacher. What's wrong?
Yeah,
with the pastor. What's wrong? Some of these boys.
Yeah,
it's a test of mine.
Yeah.
What's wrong? The wires are torn. The chains will make me begin.
Yeah.
Testify to that my goodness of Almighty God.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Amen. Because that's something about it. Did you know? Amen. I learned this in English class. There's a cause and an effect. Do everything in life.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I was lost. But then I got saved.
Yes.
Amen. And because I got saved, I can rejoice.
Yes.
The things I used to love, I now hate them. How do we know?
And we pass from death into life. Because we love the brother. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to sin and all. Thank God. Amen. Amen. I don't know you couldn't tell it now. But I'm as shy as I can be. I can't even look at you. Right in the face. Haven't you with the Lord? What new man? By the old soul. It'll change of everything about you. And when? And your children. I begin to ask you, Mama, what's wrong? Just tell her, it ain't what's wrong, it's what's right.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir. God bless it.
Amen. Here I wish. Oh.
God bless you.
I wish
God bless it,
that everybody, yeah. Amen, that could feel,
yes,
what I feel.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Woo! Amen.
Yeah, praise God.
Oh,
yeah, praise God.
I'm telling you,
God,
amen, it'll do some things.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! It'll make it.
Yes,
I love your neighbor.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I will.
Preacher! You don't understand what they done to me. It don't matter.
No,
amen. The Bible says,
yes,
I pray for them.
Yes,
I mean, it's right for you.
Yes,
amen. But I'll tell you,
it'll feel good.
But I want you to live.
Yes.
Amen. But when you get out of here, Bible said it's better failed than it is gone.
Constitution.
Right.
few of them. I like them. Some of them I really like. Amen. It protects us.
Yeah.
Did you know that the only people... I get in trouble for saying this. Did you know that the only people in the world that the Constitution protects is the citizens of this great country? Did you know, thank God, all the people that can feel?
That's what
I felt tonight.
That's right, sir. Oh, you're right.
It's the citizens of this great country.
Amen.
I am an heir.
Yes.
And join
her
with all.
Amen.
I was once saved unto the commonwealth and unto Israel.
Oh, yes.
And I've been seeing unto his gravity.
Oh,
and a part of the family.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir. The outward man is a Gentile, but the inward man is a full-blown Jew.
Yes.
If you want it tonight, you can have it.
Amen.
Amen. You ain't got to worry about me. I'm fine. Thank God I'm saved. You get a phone call from that and come preach my funeral, and you will. Thank God. Don't tell. Don't preach me into heaven. I've already made it.
Amen.
You just tell them how to follow me back.
Yeah.
It's silent, sealed, and delivered
with
a capital J.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, brother. Thank God. That's right.
That's right.
Amen. Glorified.
Amen. Oh,
God bless you.
Give me a minute. I can shut up. One of these days that the Lord allows, if I've made enough money in my life, I doubt it happened. But tell you, when I was born, they gave me a little card, a little blue card. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Got my social security number on it.
That's right.
Guess who issued that? The government. These great states. Amen.
Yeah.
Of America. One of these days, when I get old enough, and if I've saved my money right, and I've put enough in, I won't have to lift a finger no more. But one of these days, thank God it ain't nothing that I did. It's already been in the 401k. Right now, I'm just swimming off the principle.
Amen.
Hey, I'm just swimming off interest right now. But one of these days, I'm going to plug into the principle.
Amen.
It's gonna be painful. I ain't gonna have to do that. I'll preach my last message one of these days. But after that, I'll be a shouting on the street.
Amen.
Amen. I'm confident.
Amen.
I'm confident in you. I'm pretty confident. Matter of fact, I know that I know that I know that I know that.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. They might have lied to me all my life. My name might be John or Oscar or something.
Amen.
They might have just called me Logan to mess with me. My name could be Oscar, Willie. But I'll tell you one thing, there's one thing I know about.
Right, Judge.
I've got a name on a little white stone that only me and him know about.
Yep.
And when he calls that name, you ain't going to hear it.
No, sir.
You ain't going to hear it.
No, sir.
Your truth is going to hear it.
That's it.
Yes.
Now we're getting out of here.
That's right.
Just any day now.
Amen.
Amen. We're glad to say.
Amen.
Yes.
Nothing real.
Lazarus, yours.
Yes, right. He said Lazarus indeed say so.
That's right.
Yes,
thank God, say it.
Amen. Did I find the Lord?
Yeah.
We've let everything in our country run all over us. And
that's right.
Thing. Down in today that we're living in. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Amen.
God bless you.
Love ain't love no more.
Amen. They've perverted it. And we're a bunch of bigots.
Right.
Because we won't go along with that mess. Amen. But the Bible said, this word of God said, to let who say so? The redeemed. I'm one of them.
Amen.
And thank God, just in case you're wondering, I mean to say so.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Let me have the
dames
that
added. Amen. So I want you to know this. We ain't alone.
That's right.
Sure, I feel good. I don't know about nobody else. I feel wonderful.
Well, that's a blessing.
I feel God. Great. This is the funnest thing I've ever done. I'm telling you. Church ain't a drag, amen.
That's right.
Church ain't a drag, folks.
No, sir. Amen to that. Don't have to be.
People dread us so bad they can't stand it. Wonder why.
Bless him, Lord.
Well, I know why. Thank God people just pray to say so anymore.
Yeah.
All
right.
Well, I feel good. I ain't going to get in the way. I'm done. Westside, you just know me.
God bless you.
As good as anybody, I guess. I've been here a lot, I guess.
Yeah.
But just in case.
Just in case.
On the off chance. But something should happen to me. I've made a lot of good friends down here. That boy right there is one of my best friends.
Yes,
boy.
Bless him. Amen.
Love him and I love his wife. One of my best friends.
Yes, sir.
Big boy. I get to go missing someday. I just can't find where I'm at. Don't worry. I'm all right. You just tell that boy back here how shaved his daddy was. Thank God, because I'm not God.
Amen.
Amen. There's joy going.
Yes, sir, buddy.
That's right.
That's right. And God bless him.
It's been a long time. Ain't none of you there. It would be 15 years before I'd meet any of you. Since you're not, I've got saved. And there wasn't none of you there. Oh, but ain't it wonderful? We can read the business here.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, man. Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.
Hey, man.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
When I see him pull up the parking lot, I'll tell you. I said, there's the deacon. I said, it don't matter how straight it is or how rough it is. He'll be hollering for you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, that's special to me. I'll never forget you. But you know why? Because there's something down on the inside of me.
Yes.
That locked.
Oh, amen.
Yes. There's something down on the inside of me.
Yes.
That locked with me.
Lock it in. Yes, sir.
And this old preaching brother... that I've got confidence in. It walked with me and him too. Amen.
God bless you, sir.
Amen. And if we can enjoy ourselves, you don't have no hard feelings.
Amen.
You don't have no hard feelings for somebody that you love.
That's right.
Amen. Me and him will get into it on the phone. We have. We just dog each other like crazy.
Yes, good.
But you know what? I can call him the next day and say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You ugly thing.
Amen.
Well, why? I love you. He loves me.
Yes,
he could want me if he wanted to. But you know what? He won't. You know why? Because we're
Amen. That's right. Yes, that's overcoming.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how mad you get. Thank God you'll have fun.
Amen.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. If you don't, you'll have to deal with my big brother.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen.
Yes,
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He's the biggest. Yes, sir.
At the Independence Day, freedom.
Amen.
The land of the free and the home of the brave.
Amen.
That's the kingdom of God.
Amen. Did you?
Freedom.
Yes, sir.
Freedom. Amen.
Right. God bless the word.
I don't know if I'll ever get to feel this again. Just let me enjoy it for a minute. There's freedom right there.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
where the Lord's at.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said, where I have recorded my name. It's not here in this church either. Went to Chief's house one day. Well, he got to recognizing who each other was. Standing down there in his driveway. You believe that? Amen. Where I've recorded my name. Down in here. There. I will meet with who? My people.
Right.
Amen.
Yep.
Somewhere down in your soul. I don't know where it is, but it's
in there.
Amen. It houses something as pure as God is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And where the Spirit is,
yes.
Again, right in here,
yes.
You can't separate that.
Amen. Yes,
Lord, amen. You can't separate the three.
No, sir. No.
Where one goes, the other ones will be there.
Amen.
It's the same.
Amen.
These three things. Oh, Lord.
God bless the Lord.
These three things are what?
Yes, sir.
One.
That's right.
You can't have one without the other. Where I've recorded my name and where the Spirit is,
yes,
there's liberty.
That's
back.
Right.
Amen. There's liberty.
Yes,
there's freedom.
Yes, that's right.
If you're wondering tonight, I don't know why I've had to preach this way. I don't know, but I've had a good time.
Amen.
Remember what I said? It won't go out void. It won't return unto him void. It will find a lodging place.
It will. He's in it.
There might be some times, Joe, and I'm sure it has, in your long preaching life.
Yep.
That you preached and you thought, why in the world did I preach that?
Yeah.
You didn't have no control over it.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Everybody in the house that you knew was saved.
Yeah.
As far as I know, every one of them is all. That's just me. But if I was saved, I thought.
Yeah.
Before I got under conviction.
Yeah.
Done made a profession of faith and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't been baptized.
Yes,
I don't care if you've been baptized in every creek and mud hole till every tadpole in Salisbury knows your social security number. If you die in that shape,
yes,
you will die.
Right.
And go to
that's
heaven.
Right.
That's right.
No way around it.
Right.
So, if you're having just a little bit of doubt on this infinite day. Just a little bit. Let me tell you, right now, I ain't got a doubt in the world.
Amen.
I feel pretty good.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I feel excellent. There's a little bit of doubt in your heart. A little bit of doubt in your mind.
That's all
amen.
A good place.
Yes, sir.
Right. Come get signed up.
Right.
You ever been in school and the teacher come by and said, hey, you ain't done yet. He puts John Hancock on. You ever been there? You ever done heard that?
Yep.
You ain't done yet.
Yep.
You need to have his signature on it.
God
then it'll be done.
Amen.
Amen. It's incomplete, and you won't get graded for it. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, so
thank you
for the opportunity. By the way, it's an honor to be here.
Amen.
It's an honor to get to preach.
God bless you.
And I want you to know it's a greater honor to get to feel what I felt here tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. If you want to know what I'm talking about, it's here for the taking.
God bless you, brother.
That's it.
Let's pray.